of discussion about the fact that it is really important that you are fully and properly informed throughout the process. Otherwise, you don't have that confidence. Nick?
Yes, I mean, thank you very much for that. I was hoping Harry could say a little bit about that. I don't know how you feel, but I think that if you were prepared to do this, meeting like this about once a month, anything a bit less than that is a bit too frequent. Anything more than that, not frequent enough, is important. Now, we can do subgroups as well, even so, and on Saturdays. We're very keen on that. So, but I think if you were happy to do this on a once a month basis, we can arrange that. This is a good facility, I hope you think.
Yeah.
It's convenient, it's pleasant. So we would certainly be keen to arrange it here. Now, two or three other things. The point you make, and I don't know your first name.
Phil.
The point you make about communication is ever so important to me. I really have looked forward to this steering group happening. And we've got to help you, and I would like to do this, for the steering group to be communicating to everybody here in the West Kensington and Gipps Green estates. And so, why am I saying that? There's so much misinformation out there that it is quite distressing. I had one of your neighbours on the telephone this week, and she said that she'd been told that she was going to have to move to Barking and Dagenham. And a chap had been knocking on the door. I don't know who it could have been.
I've heard about that.
I don't know who it could have been, but I've got a cunning idea. I know who it was. But the point is, one of your neighbours, she's a tenant, she said, "I'm not going to have to go to Barking and Dagenham, am I?" I said, "No, you're not." And these very important messages we need to get right. If you're a resident here, you will carry on being a resident here, if that's what you want. And if you're a tenant, you will get a brand new home, and it will be the right home for you. If you're a leaseholder, you will be able to buy into the new scheme, and you will get a considerable discount, as we've shared. And you will be participating, I'll answer a minute, you'll be participating all the way through making this work. Now, Stephen Greenhalgh, you know, is the council leader, and he has asked me to emphasise tonight that he wants you to be very much in control of this process. He isn't going to want it to go ahead unless you think it's right for you. And that's why this steering group is so important. But if I can
just check on the contacted all of us,
well, this is what I know how our councillors feel about this. They feel strongly about it. They want it to work for you. And communication is very important. So I would like us, and I hope, Maureen, you feel that a good thing for the steering group to be getting its news out to the community too. And obviously we will help prepare that, but we would like you to put your stamp on it as being your communication. And I did notice colleagues of Sarah and Philip put round your names and addresses. Many of you will be on email, so let's get you into an email regular update on things so that you know. I so agree with the point you made. You've got to know what's going on, and we would like you to make sure you let us know who you are so that we can get you on that regular routine. Madam, I'm sorry I missed you.
Yeah. I live in Desborough in a 2-bedroom flat, and I have a son who lives with me. And I was wondering, would it be possible to give us a 1-bedroom flat each one of you?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It certainly would.
Each one.
He desperately needs his own place.
No, it certainly would. Absolutely. Absolutely would. So,
fantastic.
Those sorts of questions are the sorts of things we need to thrash out, Maureen. And
yeah.
It has to be, I mean, Maureen won't mind me saying this. It's been tough, hasn't it? I mean, you have actually solved it to us. And I'm up for that, because that sort of thing that worries people, let's get it out on the table, let's get it agreed, and let's move on. I mean, I'm old enough and ugly enough to say to you, Cracklin, no, you can't bring back the past, can you?
No.
I mean, how many of us sitting around here would love to do that?
It's the past that is affecting us now.
We would love to bring, I mean, I think of it most days, if only I hadn't, you know. I can't bring back the past, but I tell you what, we can get it right for the future together. And I would like us,